Welcome back to Media Mix.
Wow.
We're doing. Which one are we doing?
Dude, I really want
Red Notice. We're doing Red Notice.
I really want to say it now after you said it the first time. I want to say it.
Roll the intro. Hey, yo. What you did last video, Mr. Editor.
Nah, that was a terrible way to do it, because we did the same exact thing for the last episode.
I think it's a good format, though.
I mean, it is, but not for every single video. Every once in a while.
That's not fair, though. I'm a big fan of your work.
Thanks.
So anyway,
Mr. Lead Editor
enough
here.
Sucking Jack's wiener, we're doing Red Notice. Yeah, I almost said Red Wave.
What's that movie about?
It's about The Rock and Ryan Reynolds being best friends.
There's spoilers in this movie. While you're listening to this podcast, but if you haven't listened to the movie, then leave
listen
and go watch the movie.
If you have Netflix, why not go watch this movie?
Why are you even listening?
Yeah, you frick.
Before we get into details, make sure you like, comment, and subscribe if you want to see more of our faces on the internet.
Mm.
It also
only
really
on
helps out with the algorithm, and we really appreciate your support.
I'm trying to tell everybody to F off before the video even starts.
Look, when did I say F off?
No, I told them to go watch the movie. I didn't tell them to F off. I found a Snickers and all these terrible Almond Joys.
Alrighty, so
I would never say
of the movie is that in a world of international crime, an Interpol agent attempts to hunt down and capture the world's most wanted art thief.
That is... in a world of international crime, that makes it sound like the whole movie
there's
just
like
continuous crime.
Three people.
There's like three people.
Who are actually
it's not
to
like
commit the crime.
It's not like.
I mean, well, there's that one guy who like strangles people to death.
Yeah, but that's. I mean,
what was his
I
name?
Guess.
I don't remember.
Bonavoce or something.
Like.
Bonavoce.
Shirtless guy.
Bonavoce.
Weird guy who didn't
I thought
get
he was
shirtless before. He
I weird, thought he was
weird, ripped, short guy.
For some reason, I thought he was Russian. I don't know why I thought he was Russian. But then, like, he starts talking. He's like, "Hello," and like,
he has to be doing that voice on purpose.
No, he's
that's not his actual voice. He's like,
"Sorry,
good evening. I'm 32 years old."
He sounds terrible for the way he looks. Anyway,
I don't know.
What'd you guys think of the movie?
Oh, wow. I didn't like it.
Did you really not?
Really?
It
Why?
It was just, like, boring.
It was a movie.
I guess.
It had a start and end.
I kind of liked
it. It did have a start and end.
Well,
I can't
Jack,
agree with
only those with cameras have an opinion here.
Wow.
I see.
Go to audio version. And
feel free to interject yourself
Everybody
whenever you want,
like,
Jack.
What's going on?
For those of you watching us on YouTube.
Yeah, introduce yourselves real quick. I'm sorry.
I'm Alex.
They don't know
I'm
who
Nick.
We are. I'm also Nick.
I'm Zach.
And I'm Jack behind the cameras. But if you're listening on Spotify, it doesn't matter because I'm here.
Yeah, we're all here together.
Should we like label ourselves like Nick 1 and Nick 2?
It doesn't matter. People don't
yes,
one,
Nick 2. Do you want to be number 2
I'm
or number 1?
I'm fine with
one?
Being number 2.
Well, I was...
Yeah,
of course
you are.
I was
gonna, usually like that.
So I was going to...
Number 2 has more nutrients.
So I was
going to
say
one.
Something as far as like...
In bathroom terms.
The movie itself. The movie is like... I don't know. It's. I'm not like, oh yeah, I really like this movie. And I'm not like, I really hate it. I'm very neutral. But the entire movie, I was like, it's whatever. It's a movie.
Honestly.
But
it,
then like...
Yeah, like it's a movie that I'm fine with watching.
But...
Right? Like on Netflix. Like it's a fine movie night, whatever. Never gonna watch it again.
But
right?
But, till...
but if I had to pay for this movie...
Oh yeah.
In a movie theater, I would have been unpleasant. I wouldn't have been pleased with
it. Oh yeah.
And I would have been kicking and screaming in the movie theater watching this.
And also, the ending of this, I like, it was...
Let's not jump to that part yet.
I can jump to it.
We could jump to wherever we want to.
This is my podcast. I can do what I...
Our podcast.
We're going to jump right to spoilers? Let's jump right to spoilers.
Nick Mix.
Well...
Bishop is Wonder Woman.
I mean, I have other points, but like that's the main point that I want to talk about, right? So you have this entire movie that it goes through, right? And then the ending of it is like
stupid.
It kind of ruins it, because you're like, oh yeah, they're gonna lock her away. And I'm like, part of me is like, I'm expecting a twist. All heist movies have a twist. There's not a single heist movie that doesn't have a twist at the end.
Yes, sure.
But
there's like 15
twists in this movie. But then they pull it and you're like, oh, that's really stupid. And then they, like, he gets locked up and I'm like, well, that's annoying, but like, I know Ryan Reynolds is probably gonna come back, and because there's more of the movie left.
Do you want to say what the twist was?
The twist is that The Rock is a bad guy or something, and then they're like, oh, he said he's a bad guy the whole time, but like everything.
Well, he started off with the BAU trying to hunt down Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, which doesn't make sense because the BAU doesn't do that. The BAU handles like murderers.
Yeah.
High dollar criminals who are stealing like art. Jewel. That's not the murder. Is not at all the of FBI. Art. Well, because like the BAU is like, okay, I've watched enough Criminal Minds to apparently know what the BAU is.
I've seen Criminal Minds,
but like I've seen the TV show with Ice-T.
I've had my education.
I feel like as an agent of Interpol, for one, why do you have somebody from the FBI tracking them? And two,
which is really good.
Why is it like we need somebody who can analyze somebody's personality to find out what he's going to steal next? How is that needed? How are you going to be like, I need to understand the thief before we... No, you just fucking know that he steals, like, expensive stuff. And it's like...
You gotta understand who you're going after, so you're, like, one step ahead of them.
But that doesn't... It's, no. Yeah, you understand what they're going to steal, not who they are as a person.
Well, if you understand who they are and what their aim is, then you're gonna know, like, what they're gonna do.
I have devised... Have you watched, this man like, has any daddy sort issues.
Of, like, murder mystery? Like, if you have no idea who you're, like... subject or whatever is of what they're like trying to do.
You have like, somebody you have who no deals idea. With you have somebody who deals with like, jewel thieves.
We have murderers who went after women because of different age, because of different like skin color. And you're telling me that if you never knew that at all, and you just went after they went for that victim, guess we gotta try and lock him up when he attacks them.
So or Ryan Reynolds if you know has who like they daddy are, issues and hates his father.
I'm right.
Therefore, he's going to go steal the Mona Lisa
you
next.
Are right,
it's a no-brainer.
Thank you.
You are right.
Exactly.
But.
Thank you.
They're stealing art.
Yeah, they're stealing.
Okay.
Wait, so
which
what,
all art is valuable.
I understand, like, versus murdering like, somebody versus stealing art. It's kind of a little different.
Yeah, because it's like,
but
art doesn't have different skin colors, right? It's like, or different genders.
Yeah, different textures, though.
All the eggs have the same texture,
Alex.
Like, I guess it makes sense if it was like, but I just, I feel like as an agent of Interpol, you'd be like, I don't know, you'd be like, why do we have somebody from the FBI from America going after this person who's in Rome?
That seems really good.
The weirdest, I guess, but that was one thing that I was like, I mean, I guess, but...
I thought the story. I thought the story was a little whack.
But it was also like, they're
you
going
to... Honestly, to be honest, I knew everything that was going to happen besides the whole Rock twist.
There was a lot of stuff that was kind of like...
Yeah.
They... Rock shows up to Ryan Reynolds' house when he shows up, and the police bust down the door. Didn't see that one coming. Then he gets thrown into prison. Wow, I wonder who he's going to bunk with. Whoa, Ryan Reynolds. Shocker.
Honestly, I did not expect that at all.
No, I was expecting that.
You could have seen that from a mile away.
I mean, yeah, but hindsight.
It follows a very... And I don't know what word to use here. I'm going to use similar story to other movies. Like, I've seen this entire story somewhere else before. I just can't put my finger on it.
Any other heist movie? Because they're all the same?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Also, The Rock and Gal Gadot. What's her name?
And Gal Gadot or something.
Gadot.
Wonder Woman.
Yeah. Don't mix together.
Also,
no,
like...
It's such an odd couple.
If it wasn't for the twist at the end where you find out that they're working together... Like, I remember the scene where they're fighting, and I'm like, I don't mean to sound like that guy, but there is no possible way that Gal Gadot is standing a chance against a over 200-pound man who there's no way!
His bicep is bigger than her waistline. But if you know how to do proper, like, self-defense, then you can easily, like, take him.
I feel like just still flipping the rock requires you to be able to, like,
obviously, you're not able to, like, push them and they're going to fall down. but like, you can do, like, different moves and then you can, like, overpower them.
I feel like if... Yeah. But that's a thing of, like, say you take away the part where, like, they're working together. The rock could have just trucked into her, just, like, head-on headbutted her. And then she would have been down... Like, I don't care what jiu-jitsu you know.
They're also together, so they didn't really want to hurt each other.
Yeah, they pulled their punches, but...
Man is a WWE fighter. Why didn't he just do the wombo, like, hand slap on her head?
It's like a watermelon. Just
rock
like...
bottoms her.
But he...
Fucking RKO her.
So, then that brings up the question, what would have happened, because, like, Ryan Randall gets a spear. What happens if he just, like, and just kills her? Was The Rock just going to be like...
Fuck.
You got her! Yay!
Then he takes all the money for himself.
I guess.
I mean, he is a bad guy.
Yeah. Also, you know, okay. He says that, and then at the end, they're like, "Oh, he said he was a bad guy," and it means no, like that. Not at all. Like, it's not like a mind blowing thing. Like, if you thought of it after, because like literally, it could be like. I don't know. The way he says
like
it.
How he goes from, like, FBI to, oh, he was the bad guy the whole time.
Yeah, he switched really fast.
You know,
from, like,
a bad
BAU
guy,
to assisting Ryan Reynolds and then ultimate bad.
For a bad guy, he never really acted like a bad guy.
Bro, he doesn't act like anything.
You
he
sound like
rock.
That one, like, AA meeting from Wreck-It
Him
Ralph.
And Ryan Reynolds are both just The Rock and Ryan Reynolds in this movie. Ryan Reynolds just plays the same character in every movie.
I said this really quick. I just want to make sure I get it out. So y'all watched Wreck-It Ralph before?
Yeah.
You know that like the little meeting they have in there, the bad guy meeting?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what we were saying just reminded me of that. Like, just because I'm a bad guy
doesn't mean you're
a bad guy.
Yeah. It's a good movie. Can't review it, unfortunately. I mean, you can.
Why?
I don't know.
I'm just me, and there's no one else I'd rather be, or is that how it goes?
Yeah.
But, so we were talking about that, how, like, Ryan Reynolds and The Rock, do you consider Ryan Reynolds to be typecasted? Because she said Ryan Reynolds acts the same in every movie.
Rock
is casted as the same person. So is there a difference between casted as the same person and acting
the same?
No,
it's the other
way
around.
I said,
The Rock is casted as, like, the big, you know, like,
strong guy.
Which
is typecasted.
The Rock,
I know what typecasting
okay.
is.
The Rock is typecast.
Like,
Ryan Reynolds isn't.
I feel
really?
Like you got Jungle Cruise, and you got, like, any other movie The Rock is in. You know, he's big, strong guy. But, like, he's different characters. But Ryan Reynolds is, like, the same character. Like, he's like Deadpool throughout every movie he's in.
Yeah, every movie he's a sarcastic
like, it's not
witty.
Even, like...
Yeah, you're not going to see any
know,
movies
it's
where The Rock
different.
Is, like, some shy, insecure, wears his heart under his shirt type of guy.
There are some...
He's, like, a very big, confident man.
There are some movies that, like, actors that I would never think be in a... Like, Kevin Hart was in a really serious movie that's really sad.
With The Rock?
No, Kevin Hart was in a movie where his... wife dies in childbirth. And that's really sad. And then in every other movie, he's like, haha, funny short man. But
I don't know.
I feel like Ryan. Maybe I might be thinking of just typecasting wrong then. But like, I still feel like Ryan Reynolds is considered to be type.
I mean,
like
yeah.
how.
I mean,
I would say so.
Funny
I guess he could be considered typecast.
But like, it's the same thing as like Liam Neeson. Liam Neeson and all that. Besides Star Wars. Because then. Then he's like...
Yeah, I wouldn't say Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson was in 1,000 Ways to Die in the Wild West.
Right, where he's Liam Neeson cowboy.
Yeah.
And then you have a lot of those situations, but there's some things that this movie does where it's like the knowledge that they have or like the part where he's like, gold reflects radiation or something, so which I don't even think is right. And then he
actually,
pours
no,
the...
that's right.
Hey,
have you ever
checker.
Seen the gold foil experiment?
Oh, well,
they shoot
no,
electrons
not.
And it reflects.
But, okay, then maybe I'm wrong
it's
about that.
Science,
but
man.
What...
Get wrecked.
What material is that egg made of to where he could pour Coke on it and have it fizz like acid? Like...
I think I saw a TikTok, like, similar to, like, them, like, talking about that, where they're like, that's still, like, unbelievable, but then... Somebody found, like, they said they found, like, a rat in, like, a Mountain Dew can, And then Mountain Dew's like, the response back to it was like, well, that's impossible because our Mountain Dew can like basically let the acid in it or whatever's in it can tear apart the rat before he even like sees a rat in there. So it's like, it's think like about that rat, real quick. You're telling us.
Before you open
I'm
it.
Sorry. Yeah. What? Is this like the Schrodinger experiment?
I mean, no. We put anything in
Mountain Dew and a rat.
I hate Mountain Dew.
But you think about that, like you put that in your body.
Yeah, but the acids in your stomach are 10 times stronger than and your stomach regenerates on a weekly basis to make up for that.
I mean, I get it, but it's just like they're like defense in that statement, which is really odd. But maybe that's kind of similar to what you're talking about with the Coke over the egg.
I guess.
I just looked it up. Gold does reflect the radiation, so yes, it would look hot.
The gold foil experiment.
How stupid would they be if they just said that line and wasn't even true in the movie?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they would have had to have, like, you know, made that.
Yeah, the gold absorbs the energon force. The Transformers are on their way.
You know, a lot of the things were, like, very wonky.
That's cool, though, that they actually have some logic in the movie.
Yeah, that's so great and all, but I really hated the prison scene. The one where they're escaping.
Mm-hmm.
I hated it so
much. Why?
Because, like, Ryan Reynolds is, like, in the helicopter, right? And starting it up.
Yeah.
And the guy takes a launcher out. I'm like, okay, he's going to shoot the helicopter, the only way for them to escape.
This guy is
me. And he shoots the bridge that the rock is on.
Yeah.
But then he shoots right.
Why wouldn't you just shoot the helicopter when it's not taken off yet?
Jack brought up something. I mean, you could probably say it if you want, but the part where he shoots the board, like there's the.
Oh yeah, they like when they're leaving the prison scene and they go out the two metal doors and close it and throw the little wooden piece in between the handles to keep them from like getting out. I'm pretty sure it's like reinforced with a piece of metal at top. Mm-hmm. The guards just straight up shoot through the metal door, split the wood with the bullets, like, just straight in half with the metal. So they're, like, shooting through two pieces of metal and wood and just so happen to, like, shoot it perfectly in half to, like, open it. It was a little wonky.
That and there's a couple other things that,
what's
that, like,
door made out of, like, aluminum?
Well, no, if it was, like, if you're saying that that door is, like, at the very least a weak metal, it's still gonna, like, some of the bullets are going to knock off of that.
It would just ricochet.
He was what, like 10 feet away from it? Shooting with that rifle, just like, I, in no sense, like, just in real life, if he did that, it just like, and just like, most of it would just come back at him.
I think this deserves a Mythbusters episode.
Oh, sorry, they hate each other, so they're not going to do one.
Media Busters.
Oh. Yes, yeah, I'm going to go.
Let me do that.
Who are you going to call? Media Busters.
Isn't it actually true in, like, movies?
Yeah. Wait until the end of the podcast for the extra.
Yeah, it's going to cut to me with a rifle
shooting. Like, see how this goes.
It's the Media Mix, like, club. Like, you pay, like, $5 a month, and then you get to see, like, all our...
Also, another thing that, like, I just thought of now. You know when they get in the car in the bunker? How did it start up?
See my hand on the screen.
I know.
Because it's been sitting there for since at the very least the 50s.
That's exactly what I was
saying
to Vicky.
70 years later, and I guarantee people were like, "Oh, it's in perfect condition because it no, because
it's
every
not,
every so
driven.
Often you have to turn on the engine or else it seizes up." One, how is that not work? And two, how are those bullets still good that they're shooting? Because most of the time due to humidity and everything else, which they're in a cave, or just the gunpowder would go bad.
Rock movie.
I know, but it's...
It's The Rock.
It's stupid, but like...
The Rock got in it, and it instantly turned to brand new.
I don't know. Okay. And speaking of that scene, something that made
me
sad...
Moana, so it makes sense.
Is the part when they, like, go off the cliff into the like, through the waterfall.
Yeah.
I'm so sad that they had to do that CG. I really wanted him to do that for real.
If I was an actor, I would have wanted to do that in real life. That sounds so cool. Just like jumping out of
a
car through a waterfall.
Choices for CG in here.
They did a lot of... Yeah, there was... It felt like nothing they did was practical. I mean,
like,
I get it. It's a Netflix movie.
Some really cool stunts in this movie, but most of it was CG.
Yeah. Or whenever she got out of the water with her gun, like her soaked gun, and still was able to like shoot
bullets.
No,
you can do that.
Yeah, some guns.
No,
only
guns,
some of them?
No, like all guns.
I
Just what? Because you shoot it, it'll still spark. When you fire a gun, when you the
you're talking about when it was underwater.
When you shoot a bullet, the primer is charged, and then it sparks the gunpowder, and then it'll fire off the bullet. The chances of the inside of it getting soaked, because most of the time it's like a watertight seal on those bullets, it's going to be fine. I mean, you shouldn't shoot a gun underwater, but like
it's... Oh, so like underwater, like the seal kind of like breaks a little bit when
you can still shoot it. You can still shoot a gun underwater.
Yeah, but like not twice.
No, you can shoot them more.
We've played over 10 COD titles. We know what we're talking
well,
about.
Well, listen.
But they make shotguns. They make guns that can shoot underwater, but you can pull a gun straight out of water and shoot it. All granted.
Right. I realized I made a mistake. I get
it. No, you're fine, but it's like.
It's okay.
You're fine, Alex. You're fine.
It's that. It's the part of the extremely experienced, like, criminal who literally is like, oh, this is how you make. What was it? The explosive that he makes. It's like, you understand basic chemistry. How do you not, or at least at the very least, like very.
Didn't he not even like empty it? He just shoved the entire jar in there.
Yeah, he put, what did he make? He made, I forgot what he made, but like.
Nitroglycerin.
Yeah, nitroglycerin, which if you shake it at all, it explodes. So if he could have dropped that soap in and like shook it once and then just.
Yeah, it took like 10 seconds for it to like.
Yeah.
How's no one tried that before?
Walk away.
That and like the part when he's in the prison and he's like, haha, funny, he's a cop. So fucking stupid. He gets punched, which like makes you really mad at Ryan Reynolds because you're kind of on the rock side. But like the more you think of it, it's like in any real life, if they found out as a cop, nobody would get up. They'd wait until after, and then they'd shiv him to death. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not going to just punch him. They're going to kill him.
He is the Rock, though.
He is the Rock.
The people's champ, so I don't know. They might have just respected him.
It was kind of funny
this
when
man
he,
was like, I must
the
best
food.
The Rock in a acrobatic fight.
Imagine being the man who
does
gets
a roundhouse
punch
kick into his face.
I don't even think the Rock does his own stunts.
Probably does, like, a few, but not,
fact
like,
checker?
I saw a picture of his stunt double. Looks exactly like him. He's like super.
Is it Dave Bautista?
I don't think it is.
You have to train. Like, even though he was a WWE person, like, doing stunts is such a. I follow two stunt people. The stunt person for Black Panther I follow, and he's really I don't mean for that to come out the way that it did, but like he's really fit because he does he follows like Bruce Lee's training. So unless I see The Rock like doing somersaults, I don't think he's going to be doing any of his own stunts.
Interesting.
Were there any like funny lines that Ryan Reynolds did throughout the movie that kind of like
that made stuck with me? No.
No, that
made me laugh. No.
Really?
Oh, there were some. There were some.
Were there like some things like nothing at all?
I mean, the scene where like the dude like took off his shirt to choke.
Why are you taking off your shirt?
Yeah, to choke the Rock or whatever. And I was like, I literally sat there. I was like, why does he have to take off his shirt? And then like the second after I said that, Ryan Reynolds was like, why is he taking off his shirt? And I was like, that's what I'm saying.
The same thing.
I mean, but what about? Yeah, there were some funny parts. I just can't like remember any off the top of my head.
So,
well, there's that one that we talked about when they're walking down the spiral staircase, and then Ryan Reynolds started like whistling.
Oh, he's whistling the
Indiana Jones theme song. I thought that.
Man,
but I was
that
like,
was
just Deadpool.
Peak
like, he's
comedy.
Yeah. Just Deadpool.
That's what I'm saying. He's just Deadpool. Like he's like walked into the wrong movie set.
Yeah.
And just like wore his normal clothes.
He walks into a lot of wrong movie sets.
That you like, Nick.
I don't remember any of them. I'm sorry.
Can you pull up some of the,
I like the
Ryan
ending.
Reynolds funny lines of the movie?
I like how he got like his revenge.
You can't remember any Ryan Reynolds lines.
You didn't or liked it?
Couldn't be me.
Liked it. Because I mean, I like Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
So it's like,
yeah, but yeah. I find it. That was the part that did it for me. The moment that they're like, that they pulled the twist. That was kind of like unsatisfying to me because I was like, well, that's annoying. But
well,
then
yeah,
he comes back.
You enjoyed the movie the whole time.
And you could tell.
Yeah.
And then the very end, and then like he's like, I freezed all your bank accounts. I was like, yeah, you fricks. And then and he's like, but if you help me, and I'm like, I'm like, God, no. I'm like, I really just want to see him leave, and then the boat just, because like.
Well, they're setting up for another movie.
But that's dumb. Yeah. I don't know. I hate movies that have to do that because.
But it's Netflix.
You don't.
Like, we want more.
You don't like
Netflix can do whatever it wants.
Like
but...
you instantly don't like The Rock and you don't like Gal Gadot or whatever her name is.
So why do you want to watch?
So why do you want to watch another movie where he has to help these people who literally betrayed him?
I thought he was just gonna take their money and be like, "Hey, F you. The police are on their way," and then he'd somehow get away. And they get arrested. I feel like that would have been a fine ending.
Yeah, but no.
Wouldn't you?
Not allowed. We don't get that. And that was the thing is, I enjoyed the entire movie up until then. And then that just was like...
Next, we watched like about half of it, like 30 minutes of it. And then we had to like get a leave to go to sleep. So you're like, damn, I want to watch more of the movie.
Yeah.
So like, it wasn't like you're just eh about it. You were like into it. But... Was there, do you remember the one scene, and I forgot what it was called, but it's like big circle, and they're like ground of sand, and bowl.
The arena?
I don't know.
Oh, the scene where he's mistaking Jurassic Park for a documentary that he watched? That was kind of funny.
And then he's like, oh, my God, yes, it was
Jurassic Park. Was Jeff Goldblum in it? He's like, oh, my God, yes, it was Jurassic Park.
You know what was really funny in that scene?
What?
The Rock's reaction, because he's just like, don't move, really? It's like, I'm upset right now.
And everyone's just like, run.
Do you see how upset I am?
He's saying vamos, which means go.
And the terrible CGI of him getting, like, just ran into a eyeball.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, so he got knocked over.
I love that.
Big what?
I love that terrible CGI. Because it's so funny. It's
the bull running at them and the guy going out of the
thing. The Rock just ragdolling.
So what doesn't make sense to me, right? So I think, you know how, what's his face, the one... guy, I forgot his name, Bonavoce, he's like, he doesn't die or whatever, and I'm assuming that's because he was choked as a child by his dad.
Really?
I'm pretty sure being choked by your dad doesn't train you for poison. I'm pretty sure that's not a thing that happens.
Well, have you been choked by your dad?
And like,
was he just like ingesting exactly. rattlesnake
yeah.
poison
Checkmate.
Little okay. by little his entire life and just built up immunity to venom and poison?
I don't know.
Yeah,
why don't you ask him?
Let me call him up right now. I'm on speed dial.
We also got our special guest today.
Yeah, we have
a shirtless
Bueno
guy.
Voce.
Joker guy.
Wait, I just thought of something that also was stupid from the movie. The cop from Interpol, she's... at a masquerade, one, she's just annoying. Like, just her, the way she talks and the way she looks just is annoying to me. Like,
yeah,
I feel
British
like
we saw her in Umbrella Academy.
She'd be that one person who would, like, have the audacity to like, correct you in, like, a class that you're in. And you're like, just go fuck yourself. But she,
gotta be
sorry.
Know-it-all.
But,
no, you're
like,
right.
She's a part of Interpol, and she's at a private masquerade that's hosted by a criminal that's filled with a room with criminals, and she says, I'm going after these two people, instead of crashing the party with high-dollar criminals.
Literally, bring that giant team of armed people like you did to Ryan Reynolds' place.
That makes no sense.
To arrest The Rock.
Yeah, that makes no sense to me.
Lock that place down.
But then the area that she... does do that in is the part when they crash the wedding. So instead of crashing the party who literally has a murderer and like a high dollar criminal, she crashes the party with Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran.
Hey,
you know what?
Did end up
that was the funniest part of the whole movie. Was Ed Sheeran
so
being
so
like,
oh my
God. I'm Ed Sheeran, bitch!
Yeah, that was so cheesy. I mean, that was...
You never expected it, though. You're like, okay, Cleopatra wanted the three eggs... But no, just Ed Sheeran, just, that's what got it for her.
What's the last good movie The Rock has been in?
The one where he was a scorpion.
Excuse me?
I think...
This is an Ed Sheeran movie?
Mummy?
Yeah.
Sorry, Mummy?
We watched, a long time ago, we watched Journey to the Center, was it Journey to the Center of the Earth, or was it Witch Mountain?
Journey
to...
Witch Mountain.
Witch Mountain.
Race to Witch Mountain?
Yeah.
With The Rock?
Yeah, we watched that.
it doesn't hold up.
Pretty sure the last good
movie I watched that it was in when was it like just came out. Video.
It's about drive.
You count that as a movie.
That one?
Let me look up rock movies. Stop being on my camera. Change that camera while I'm doing this.
You're on your phone.
I'm looking up rock movies.
Me too. There's one movie I want to see.
What was that? I mean, I guess he was in Skyscraper.
Oh,
God. That
Baywatch.
That's
Jumanji.
Baywatch doesn't help his case.
Jumanji was good.
Jumanji was good.
True.
Oh, he was in Pain and Gain. Pain and Gain was a good movie.
He was in Hercules.
Pain and Gain was the movie with him and Mark Wahlberg. Which, Jack, did you watch Pain and Gain?
No.
Is the movie with him and Mark Wahlberg, and they own a gym, and Anthony Mackie is in it, and then they like, you've never seen that? It's based on a true story. So, yeah, I know. I told you he was in
the
Mummy.
What about the what was that movie called?
Really?
Or he was the Scorpion Kevin Man, Hart and The Rock.
Oh my God.
That's,
and The Rock was like some.
That does not. Like
every movie ever.
I think his best movie was
Central
the Game
Intelligence.
Plan, by far.
Is that what it's called?
Probably.
Where he wears a fanny pack?
No, I don't know. I literally guessed a movie that both of them were
I just
in.
Watched
They're in like
it.
Seven movies together, Nick.
I was thinking of the movie where it was Kevin Hart and Ice Cube. I don't know why I was thinking it was Rock instead of Ice Cube.
So, what did you guys think was stupid about this movie?
What do you, we've been talking about what
I
is
mean, like,
lack of a good villain.
Something I did hate was like when they're in the prison and Ryan Reynolds was like talking about like why he like does what he does. Like then like they turn it into like it was like instantly turned into a joke by like The Rock snoring.
Yeah, once again, lesson on interjecting humor in the wrong scene.
Kind of,
that's exhibit
like
A. Yeah.
I mean, if you guys were having, like, in that instance, I feel like you guys would definitely would have, like, snored or made some sort of joke.
Because I would have been listening attentively
not
to his
to
sob
them.
Story.
Not to them. But if it was to a person who almost got me killed earlier, I probably would do that.
Exactly.
Okay.
You gotta think if you're in their shoes.
I don't want to be in The Rock's shoes.
Like, do you really care about someone's feelings?
I wouldn't
want to
be in this movie
like,
to begin with.
To
what the fuck?
What?
Huh?
What?
Oh,
what are you shaking your Bass
come
Pro
on.
Shop hat for over there?
You weird Jack. You know what? I bet a lot of people would agree with me.
What is it? What?
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 I don't want to talk about it.
No, spotlight's
I
on
hear
you,
it.
Buddy.
Is does this mean does this now
Spotlight's
mean that
on you.
Does this now mean that Gal Gadot is going to be in more movies?
Who's Gal Gadot?
Not.
Is that Wonder
Woman?
Did you say I hope not?
Yeah.
Why?
I mean, like, I don't know. I don't really find her like super attractive either.
No, right,
Jack,
dude, she's
hey, I don't
she's smoking hot.
No
offense.
Not to sound like a jerk,
Gal
but I don't really care about how she looks. Her acting is just boring.
Yeah, it's boring, but.
She's
hot.
Yeah, I wasn't saying like that's why she shouldn't be in anything because she's not attractive. I was saying like that because
just,
a lot of people find her attractive.
It's just she's like
she's not ugly.
She's boring.
I didn't call her ugly.
Like,
now did I, Alex?
I don't know.
I'm just saying, I agree
don't
with
you. Dare,
she's not
but
like Gal Gadot super attractive.
And
she's
ugly.
Also not ugly. She's just kind of like
she's just Wonder Woman.
Don't you dare
pretty.
Put those two words in the same sentence
what?
Ever again. Gal Gadot and ugly.
Like there's some
Wonder Woman.
There's some
is
don't you dare
ugly.
All right, podcast is over. Bye, guys.
There's some good.
Thank
there,
you for watching Media Mix.
There's some great.
What?
You're trying to find something great about this movie?
Actresses. That was the word I was looking for. There's some great actresses who could have been an alternative to her.
I mean, I can't exactly say like I'm not like
guys
hugely advocating for Gal, but. I'm just saying, like, it's not entirely her fault that her character she was playing is boring, because maybe that's just the way the screenwriters made her character to be. It's just, like, kind of, like...
So the screenwriters suck.
Well, I'm not saying it's... I'm saying it might be, like, a 50-50 effort. Like, maybe they're like, oh, yeah, you're going to be, like, strict and, like, bossy and...
I didn't say she was only boring in this. I was just...
I thought she was pretty good
have
in, like,
you seen
the
second
first Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the second one. But I saw the first
that
one.
That is
I thought
exactly
she was,
why.
I thought she was great in the first one.
Yeah, but you haven't seen the second one.
I thought it was boring. Sorry. What do you want me to say?
Also, her whole, like, character, the way they just, you know, make her a genius just because she's a genius, Like, she always shows up before Ryan Reynolds and The Rock get to
know the reason why she does that, but it's like, I feel like it's one of those.
Why? But it's just like, it's not explained.
I always wondered why.
I feel like being a smart, as being as smart as whatever his name is, was it Nolan? I don't know. As smart as he was, I'm surprised that he wasn't like,
let me finish my point though, because literally, The Rock and Ryan Reynolds, I don't even know what is their name, Booth and Cop Guy, they devise this whole entire plan to break into this guy's house, like get past this near impeccable security system, and get the egg. Meanwhile, Bishop is just like, yeah, I just climbed through the roof.
You guys should have just done that. How did the cop lady, like, just go past all of, like, those?
Oh, yeah, and
I'm sure she just did, like Krav Maga on every guy she came across.
That's so stupid. If you think about it, what did she just be like, I'm a cop?
Aren't they all bad guys?
They're all criminals. Are they just going to be like, oh, sorry? Like, no, they're probably going to be like, killer.
I mean, if I was a criminal and I saw a cop that was going after somebody else, it'd be like, as long as leave me alone, my eyes are down here. I ain't looking at nothing. You do your business.
I mean, that's you, but also these people are yeah.
Criminal confirmed.
But like, I don't.
I would simply just shoot the guards. Simply built different.
This movie is literally just Wonder Woman, Black Adam, and Deadpool.
Yeah, this is the crossover DC wanted with Marvel.
Tracks.
Who
just where is Dave Bautista in this movie?
I don't
Do
like
you think
he
Bautista
was here. I could feel his presence.
Yeah, question of
the movie. The movie was so just like.
I think this movie would have been better if John Cena was in the role of The Rock.
Invisible. This movie would have been completely saved if they just put Zendaya in the movie. Honestly,
Or
Timothy Chalamet.
How does the person from Interpol track them to Argentina?
iPhone Finder.
Yeah, by my friend.
How does she? That doesn't make sense.
Find my iPhone.
Like, how does she not find her? And two,
she just called Mint Wireless.
I find it kind of
where
dumb.
Where's your boss?
They find this like this really nice like this place in Argentina that has all of these like Nazi, I don't know, artifacts and all this stuff, and then The Rock like is like, oh, I don't want to steal any of this, like, and I understand why he's doing that, but I guarantee that like most of that stuff gonna be sold.
In real
life,
how many Nazi artifacts are there really?
There's probably a good amount.
Yeah, like things from like probably like camps and stuff, but like. Not like shiny golden eggs.
Well, I don't know. I can't really put a number on that because I wasn't born in 19 whatever.
Born in 1964. Jeffrey,
please. What an interesting podcast.
Come on.
We're still waiting
I'm
for
sorry,
that
WD-40
partnership.
If I had more to say about this subpar movie, then I would, but.
Honestly, we could cut it short.
What do you want me to?
I doubt anybody's watching at this point. No one cares about this
like
movie.
Lines on your phone?
Yeah.
Do you wanna?
When they were in the kitchen or something like that, and they're both wearing hairnets.
Oh yeah.
And he was like, "Why are you wearing a hairnet? You're bald."
You know what? I will admit.
I said the same thing.
That kind of made me chuckle a little bit. There.
Yeah, I don't think they heard that.
There. I found Ryan Reynolds funny.
A very loud laugh track just played.
A laugh track from like the mid '80s.
We can
like,
what? Why don't we just with the
sign
additional
me up for a laugh track? I'm great.
With the additional 20 minutes, we'll just cut to a heist of us going to steal a very high dollar art piece.
No, that should be just Nick Fortnite.
It's like
dancing.
2x speed, just like us like running the target.
Yeah, I'll make a perfect gif of him like.
It's just
gonna that goes
steal
on
some
forever
from my dad.
Vietnam. Oh, by the way, if you guys if you guys can, Zach used to have a channel before this one. If you can search hard enough, you can find a video called Vietnam. Where? How old are you?
There's like five Vietnams. How old was I? Yeah, you were like nine.
Nine? Yeah, you'll probably find a really.
I was like 11.
I watched him in what, top like tier. Freshman year?
I watched them, God, like, those every are year.
Funny.
It's like yeah.
Thing. Yeah, it's like religious. Like, I mean, yeah. It's like it's watching Charlie Brown during Christmas.
Instead of
yeah.
celebrating Christmas, I watch Zach's Vietnam video. Yeah.
Guys, gather around. Let's play.
Guys, don't miss. It's like the Macy's Thanksgiving parade.
When we eat dinner, we say, "Lord, thank you for Zach's Vietnam video. Let us eat."
You know what we should do for one of our next movies?
I like that one actually.
You know what we should do for one of our next Christmas movies? Like, we should just trash on, like, a Hallmark movie.
Yeah.
Oh, what? Those are so bad. Hallmark movies? Have you never seen a Hallmark movie?
I have to watch them all the time.
Have you never seen a Hallmark movie? Do you know what Hallmark cards are? Like, the...
You never watched the company that makes...
So there's... Okay.
There's a whole movie series.
Have you lived?
Oh, my God.
Hold on. To explain this to Nick and viewers who may not know, Hallmark... is a company that makes most of your birthday cards or your holiday cards that you cards. Get for holiday cards, anything like that. They also have
their own channel.
They have a channel on TV where yes. they play movies that they have produced. And like most of them, I could probably spitball.
Can you name some Hallmark movies?
No, I can't, but I could probably make one up that probably is one. It'd be like, Jeff is just a local CEO of a company, and he was living a great life until, and then he like bumps into a girl, and he's like, and he's like a dick, and he's like, "Watch what you're doing," and then she's like, "I just wish that somebody would like me," and then like, yeah, and then he like turns into like a poor person. He's like, "Oh, now I have to learn the meaning of being a nice guy during Christmas," and then he like becomes a nice guy, and then she's like, "I really like you," and then they get together and have a nice moment, and then he's like, "I don't have to be rich to be happy. All I need is love."
Oh, can I tell you something?
Mind you, this all happens like the span of like 2 days.
Yeah, it happens in the span of like a week.
All the movie covers are like so similar.
Yeah, hold on, it's a guy that falls in love with a girl. Yeah.
One December night
is one of the Hallmark movies, like Crazy
A Timeless
Stupid Love
Christmas,
or
A Wish for like Christmas. That. Grown for Christmas.
You know
Christmas
what I'm talking
sale.
About?
Five Star Christmas.
Crazy Stupid Love.
Christmas in Evergreen. Five Star Christmas. Mystery 101. Christmas Love Story. One Royal Holiday.
Okay, do any of the Hallmark movies have any, like, prolific actors that I would know?
No, they don't. They have, they'd have like C-plus actors.
It'd be like
start out acting, that's the way you do it.
It'd be definitely. Somebody called, like, Hallmark. Stanley Riffing or something like that. I almost said Rimming. But
Stanley Rimming.
My mom loves the home, like loves.
Oh, so does his mom. Yeah,
dude, it drives me insane.
Honestly, explains a lot.
Nonstop plays during December. Right?
Cause they're on, and then my mom will turn them on and be like, "This is such a sweet movie," and then they're like,
"Oh my God."
It's
that explains so much about you, Zach.
I run a podcast where we react to movies. I can tell you this is trash.
I can tell you this is a bad movie. What was it?
So that explains so much about you, Zach.
Oh, jeez.
The one, like the mom one?
No. I was gonna say, what was the Christmas movie from like the 50s? It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh.
Or is that
Wonderful Life or like White Christmas?
A Wonderful Life. The one where they're like, "Every time the bell rings."
Oh, yeah.
It rings. My mom loves that movie.
The bell does not dismiss you. I do.
Shut up. I understand why, because it's a very sweet movie. But, like, I think Hallmark movies are like...
We're talking about Christmas.
Well, no. We've got 20 minutes left. Come on.
This
is
a rock movie.
Let's skip to the ratings.
Hang on. The important question is, was The Rock ever typecasted in a Hallmark movie?
No.
That it's not relevant to.
Was The Rock ever in a Christmas movie?
I think Ryan Reynolds was in a Hallmark movie.
He has to have been in a Christmas movie. Zach, I mean.
So here's
Jack.
we're almost to the ratings.
Could you look up and see if he was in any Christmas movies?
I will as you guys do the ratings.
Well, hold on. Before we do the ratings, I was gonna say this because I had this thought the other day, so we can have people comment on
yeah.
it. I jokingly
watching at this point.
Shut up. I jokingly said that we could do Die Hard as a Christmas movie because it technically is considered to be a Christmas movie. And we could technically.
I love Dave Bautista.
What would you? It was. I don't want
to. Not relevant to Die Hard.
The only movie that I could say that we could do that's like Christmas that I'd actually want to do just because of the meme factor is Santa Claus. That's the only one that I'd want to do.
Can we?
I love Santa Claus.
When's the last time?
Santa Claus can get it.
When was the last time you? When was the last time you watched that?
I watched it last December. I watch all three every December.
Dude, holy crap.
I'm not even...
I watched that movie.
The second one gives me nightmares,
It is stupid.
It is.
The movie is the dumbest movie because it's
I love it. It's so good.
It's Tim Allen, which is already funny. Amazing. And then he kills Santa and he's like, "Hey, what are you doing on my roof?" And he's like, "Oh," and he dies. And mattress, he just goes like, and then deflates, which is already morbid. And then his kid walks up and goes, "You killed Santa," and he's like, "Urgh!" And then he just dead. And then he puts on his dead person's clothes, and then he gets a note that's
"This coat fits me not.
Thou shalt murder Santa shall becometh Santa," or something like that. And then he becomes Santa. He's like, "I'm getting fat."
Yeah,
and then
it's just he goes to the doctor and
he's like, "Wow, you gained some weight." He's like, "I gained 600 pounds in a day." he'd shave and then fucking instantly come back out again. It is great.
I saw a post. Do you remember Bernard from that movie?
Yeah.
Oh,
is he hot now or something?
You're gonna have to elaborate.
Not now, but
who's Bernard?
Used to be hot.
Rating
y'all, the girls and the gays.
Wasn't there a movie called Naughty Santa? It was that one
thing. That guy.
Do you think Bernard's hot?
I don't even know who you're talking about.
What?
Okay. Right,
I don't know. Maybe it was a porno. I got it mixed up.
Zach, we're starting with you.
Yeah, I give it a 10 out of 10.
Bernard?
Wait, are we talking about Santa Claus? Red Notice.
Yes.
All right.
So I thought this would be kind of like Burn Notice. You know Burn Notice, the TV show?
No. I know Burn Notice, but I...
It's not on anymore.
I know it's Burns, but that's all.
No, it was nothing like Burn Notice.
I know. I thought this would be something kind of like Burn Notice because it's just Red Notice. So it disappointed me. I don't know. I didn't like this movie at all. Alright, that's a little harsh.
That's a little lie.
It's a little harsh.
Mm-hmm.
I give it.
I can continue.
I honestly give it a 5.
That's fair.
That was exactly what I was thinking.
That is fair. Give it a 5?
This movie, as bad as it is, still better than Eternals. 5 out of 10.
Honestly, and us giving it a 5 is really nice. The ratings online, what other people gave it, I'm seeing this movie in the low 30%.
Really?
So
Jack, and over everything.
Jack, you okay?
At first,
you good, bro?
At first, I would have given this movie maybe an 8 out of 10.
How dare you?
But excuse me.
Do you want probably more? You want to rephrase that sentence with a different
probably
number?
Probably more 7 out of 10. Probably a 7 out of 10. And give me a sec. Give me a sec.
Excuse you?
At first, I would have given it to it. All the way up until when Rock is and then kisses the girl, which is...
gross. She has a name. Ew, cooties.
On-screen kissing just looks wrong. It just doesn't look right to me.
Do you not watch a lot of romance movies?
Clearly not.
No, I don't, apparently. But,
if the Rock isn't exactly...
I was going to give it...
Romantical.
Not really.
Fucking big buff man.
But I wasn't. I was gonna give it a 7, but the ending just kind of ruins it. So yeah, I'll give it a 5. Apparently, the audience gave it a 92. Rotten Tomatoes.
Tomato gave it a 35.
Well, that's the thing is every time I read those Rotten Tomato things, they'll give them. The audience will be give Last Jedi a 94. And they're like, "It was a perfect movie!" But then all the critics are "This was fucking awful."
And on Rotten Tomatoes, it could be the other way around, too. The critics will give a good movie.
I don't know where they're getting these ratings. So I don't know whether or not to trust... I don't know whether or not to trust Rotten Tomatoes or just assume that, But the thing is, I can't assume that since I hate the movie, everyone else does because, Exhibit A.
And I don't usually judge if I see a trailer for a movie I kind of wanted, I'd be like, "Oh, that looks interesting. I might go see it." I don't look up the Rotten Tomatoes score and be like, "Oh, no, I'm not going to see it. It sucks."
Yeah, no.
I never base it off of
that. But usually the movie I did that for is the second Wonder Woman. And that's just because I heard that the critics gave it a bad rating, and everybody who watched it gave was it like, this okay. is trash. You know what? And I was like, okay.
That is
the
true.
The stars aligned like, and everyone came to agreement.
If I hear enough people say it's bad, then it has to be bad.
But the thing, if there's a movie that I'll see a trailer for, and the trailer
itself.
You don't
itself, watch any trailer.
But when I'm in the movie theater, I do, and I have no choice. And the thing is, when I have no choice to watch the trailer, I remember. Because then the thing is, then I'll watch the trailer again if I really like it.
Watching the Conjuring trailer in the movie theater?
That was good.
God, that was so good.
And the Batman trailer was really good. I watched that one over.
And the Ghostbusters trailer?
And the Ghostbusters. And the Tenet trailer. The Tenet trailer was really cool. Those movies made me want to watch it. I didn't see a trailer for Burn Notice. The trailer honestly could have been a man popping a squat and dropping a log.
You mean Burn Notice?
What did I say? Burn Notice? No, Red Notice. Yeah. It could have been that, and I probably would have been like, this movie looks okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a Netflix movie, so I doubt any trailer would ever come out for it. Like, maybe on YouTube.
Yeah.
That's it.
Hey, what did you say the audience gave Red Notice
92.
Again?
92.
Listen.
Stop watching movies.
Listen. You either have to stop watching movies, or you need to take a class on...
Movies.
We
did.
You need to take.
Yeah,
There needs to be a public school curriculum, a required public school curriculum on movies.
I don't see you on the screen. Yeah,
film.
So,
you took
weird
film,
how
right?
That works.
Do they explain like what makes film good, and like what makes a movie
good
in film?
No. Every I
no.
took.
We
I took.
To know how
there needs to be. There needs to be a class for that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Come on, let's
get
back to the
ratings.
You cannot
up. Give
Nobody
this movie a
92%.
If you rush us one more time, we're gonna start talking about fucking Santa Claus. So I don't want to.
We can go on.
Yeah, well, I have the power of the button back here, so.
Jack just starts slamming
and
changing
like
cameras.
Your mom.
You know how they made robot versions of Tim Allen and toy versions of Tim Allen? Shit gave me nightmares for 2 years.
What?
Yeah. When I
Santa
first
Claus
watched
too.
Toy version.
Oh,
Allen.
Yeah.
When they're like, the big, like, robot.
The
robot. Or, like,
the robot
nutcracker.
This is fucking creepy.
Tim Allen. He's like, what is this? It's hot cocoa, sir. And he's like... Holy shit, this is great! And then he fucking, like, gets addicted to caffeine, and then he starts murdering all the elves.
Don't they have, like...
He's like Chris Hemsworth.
Well, now
this drink,
this.
I like it.
Another!
What? What is that?
Robot Pat. I was literally about to say that.
What the fuck?
It's like, I am Robot that, Santa.
I'm trying to close it.
Stealing somebody else's thumbnail for our thumbnail if we do Santa Claus?
Yeah, but it has nothing. No, not for the.
But put our faces on it.
For the Santa Claus one, right?
No, for Red.
For Red Notice. For Red Notice. For some
listen,
the right, it's the next Santa. Podcast after Thanksgiving. We're doing Christmas all throughout.
We don't know what Christmas.
I know.
Movie.
I always say like the thumbnail.
I mean, we have to do
are like kind of
a literal Christmas thing.
And
this one, the thumbnail, should be as cursed as possible.
Tread lightly, Nick, because I work
no,
on
listen,
the thumbnails.
Listen. I'm a big fan, right, of the Shang-Chi thumbnail and the Free Guy thumbnail.
The Shang-Chi one is so... sorry,
no,
but it's
cause
boring.
No, because it's just like... It doesn't... It's just the Shang-Chi, you know? People
yeah,
who are looking for Shang-Chi.
The
easy to find.
But,
honestly,
but,
you know, if my...
This one, though,
go,
Schneider.
Sorry.
Schneider.
Oh my God, I'm just gonna
go,
ramble,
like,
cause...
make it as cursed as possible. Like,
this
I want this thumbnail to summon a demon and have it possess me at
oh
night.
I'm gonna have.
Just get a dream catcher.
I'm gonna have.
Get a dream catcher.
I'm gonna have, like, 50.
They
look 50
at that reference,
Ryan Reynolds,
you know,
in the,
if they didn't
in the
lose
thumbnail.
The recording.
Shooting an aerial drone strike into. Argentina with The Rock as the pilot of all of them.
I want you to just fill the thumbnail with as many faces of The Rock
up.
And Ryan Reynolds from all the different movies they've been in.
Do you want to give your rating so we can...
Can
stop?
I?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm with Alex on this. Thank you.
I love
Someone
you.
Someone doesn't love Santa Claus.
You I love
too.
You all.
Oh, no, I love Santa Claus and Bernard.
I love
but...
you too, Jack.
Jack, are you Bernard having a problem with us talking?
Yeah.
Bernard's my
Silence.
Favorite part of the Santa
talking.
Claus movies. Not even gonna lie. I got so excited I saw on screen. Okay. Yeah. So, I enjoyed this movie, unlike y'all movie critics over here. It was my favorite.
Sorry, it's our job.
Just kidding. I enjoyed the funny lines because I like funny people, funny movies. So I enjoyed Ryan Reynolds' comedic, what's it called?
Like timing.
It's what he brought to the table.
Turkey.
I love the part where Ryan Reynolds made a joke about The Rock's head looking like a penis.
Oh, yeah, from the back.
You may continue.
He's like, can we fly a helicopter?
And the guy does the helicopter. Does the back of your head look like a penis?
Penis. He gets in the helicopter. Yes! He's like, oh, it's in Russian. Penis. No shit. You're in Russia. Penis. I'd probably just give it a 7. Just because I enjoyed it. I mean, I enjoyed it a lot before I came to this podcast. And y'all making me regret my decision.
I just love how you're like, I like this movie because I like the funny.
Well, funny is good.
Funny, good. Funny. Good funny.
I laugh.
That's fine.
Yeah.
It looks like he's ready to fucking tie news.
All right. Before Jack gives into depression.
Yeah, what do you give it, Jack?
I don't want to rate it. I'm not in this podcast.
No, you're in the podcast.
He gives it a 10.
You already talked.
I'm not on screen.
You're talking now.
All right. Everybody drum roll, please. For me. Get it in.
Robot.
That's
5.5
out of 10.
Woo!
Wow.
It was actually worse than Eternals.
Are we always going to have that yay from Five Nights at Freddy's as the sound effect?
No.
Yes,
I love that one, though. It's so good.
Nick.
Alright, who's doing the outro?
I am. Alex is.
Thank you.
And wouldn't that be such a good movie?
Thank you for watching.
Thank you, everybody, for watching.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Thank you for watching MediaMix or listening on Spotify. Give us a like. Make sure you subscribe down below. Turn on post notifications. We're posting about every week, hopefully.
About every week? We have a strict schedule. Okay.
Well, is it on Mondays or
Tuesdays.
Tuesdays. All
right, and so occasionally Fridays.
We try to post on Tuesdays. If not, blame that guy.
They try their best.
No, don't blame him. He tries very hard. He works very hard.
You both work very hard. We appreciate you both.
Thank you for watching. We'll see you next week. Bye.
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 Wave. Sleep finally.
Wave.
I'm waving.